What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, you see him on the screen, Quance White, Louisiana Lafayette, Raging Cajuns out of Sun Belt Conference. We'll see him come and play Georgia State this year, Georgia Southern, all those schools in the Sun Belt. Coach White, good to see you, my brother. Good to talk to you offline, and glad you're on the show with me today, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, JR. Looking forward to talking to you and visiting with you, and hopefully seeing you soon.
Yes, sir, man. Let me ask you this, man. You've been consistent for a long time, brother, and I know you're doing a good job, but Coach Sampson will have on the show this week as well. Talk about just in your mind feeling that you was ready for this jump, man, to take this opportunity in Louisiana. It was the right fit for you and your family. I know when you had a great situation over there with Coach Sampson, but to jump into it on your own, what kind of went into that decision this time, brother?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm – born and raised in New Orleans. Lafayette is 2 hours away. When talking to Dr. Maggard, who's the athletic director over there, and the president, Dr. Savoy, really, really good people, man. And so they sold me on the vision. Our vision for the men's basketball program aligned. But having the opportunity, man, to come back to Louisiana, where it all started. I built the AAU program here after I got done playing professionally, man. And so I got a lot of relationships here. My wife loves Louisiana, my kids, you know, I got family still here. My dad is a social worker. My older brother, he works with the fire department down in New Orleans. And so again, having the opportunity to come back to Louisiana, that's home for me, man. I learned a great deal from Coach Sampson. I love the city of Houston. Love what we was able to accomplish. But, you know, to have an opportunity to become a head coach, man, after being prepared by one of the best, I thought it was time, and I was ready to take advantage of the time.
No doubt, brother. One of my closest friends is down the road for you in Opelousas.
Okay.
Well, my close friend lives down there, so we went to Lafayette Mall many a time when I came down to visit him. So I know all about Lafayette and that. I love coming down there.
Yeah, I got a kid who I coach. He and his dad and I are really close friends, man. So I know a lot of people around this area.
No doubt, man. And let me ask you this too, for you. What's been the biggest adjustment moving that seat over for you? Where now it's not you making suggestions, now you're making decisions now. So how's that move going from that mindset of suggesting to now it's my final decision on whatever we're gonna do and how we're gonna do it?
Yeah, man, it's different. But JR, I've had a great teacher, man. And I say teacher. I've had some teachers, right? I had a lot of mentors, a lot of coaches who I played for, and I was blessed to play for some really good coaches and learn from them. I just wasn't a player that played the game, man. I was a player that, studied the game, and also I knew I wanted to one day become a coach after my playing days were over. And so, I learned from my junior college coaches, man. I learned from my high school coach. It's things that I've implemented with, my players here that we only been together for about 3 weeks now. But things that I've learned back in high school from my high school coach Bernard Griffith. I have my assistant coach who coached me at Midland Junior College. He's on my staff. I learned a great deal from him. His name is Scott Raines. My head coach, Jency Cotton. And then, to be able to be under Coach Calvin Sampson, who's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he's one of the best to do it. And and I had the opportunity to sit under him and watch him at work every single day. And so again, man, I've been blessed with the opportunity to learn from all of those guys. And Dave, what made me into who I am now. And so they prepared me for this moment.
And Coach
So.
White, for you, what's going to be the pillars of your program for a young man watching this interview who wants to come play for you? What things in your program that you're going to make it about, the values and core beliefs that you want them to have to be a part of the Raging Cajun family and play for you and your great staff?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I want high character guys that love basketball. The landscape of college basketball is constantly changing, man. And look, I'm all for guys getting compensated, right? They deserve to be compensated, man. But I still want the main thing to be the main thing, right? I want guys that want to play in the NCAA tournament. I've been to the Final Four every year. Coach Sampson's been in the Final Four. Right. I was his starting point guard back in 2002. That was his first Final Four that he went to, and so did I. And then the 2 years that we went, one being this year, right, making it to the national championship, but we a couple years before that went back to the Final Four. So I've been there 3 times. And at Houston, I've been to the tournament 8 straight years. And so I want kids, man, that want to play in the NCAA tournament. I want guys that want to step on that floor. Because, JR, that's a different floor that you're stepping on, man. And so I want guys that, have a passion and that's their goal. It's not just to, make money and things like that. I want that for them too, right? But I want guys that want to play in the NCAA tournament, want to do something that hasn't been done. And then I want guys, that want to become professionals. I'm big on player development, man. I'm gonna get the guys that come and play for me great freedom on offense. Of course it's gonna be structured, but I'm gonna let guys play, man. But I'm also big on player development. I spent the last 8 years, training and developing all the guards you saw at Houston, and all those guys were prepared to go play professionally once their time was done at Houston. But also, they had extreme success at Houston in playing in the NCAA tournament. So my goals haven't changed. I want the same thing that we created down in Houston to happen at Louisiana, and it will.
No doubt. And Coach White, let me ask you this, man, also for your guys this summer here on campus. And so how much do you implement team concepts, but while still maintaining that development platform you want to have this summer as well? So how you kind of balance that, knowing that you were first year head coach for those guys, so not so green come fall semester in August?
Yeah, man, absolutely. This is my first job and as a head coach, and you got all these players are new. We kept 3 guys who I absolutely love: Zeke Cook, Kyron Ratliff, and Jeremiah Evans from last year's team. And then we brought in, I think eight or nine new guys. And so it's amazing to see those guys gel so quickly. But, you know, to learn my system that I'm installing, you got to be a great listener, man, especially when it's no experience that we got to lean on. No one's ever, you know, been through it. This is new. And so you're right, man. But again, I just don't want to install my system. I also want these guys to develop. And so, you know, me and my staff, we meet every single day for hours, you know, just planning, trying to be proactive. And everything that we do on a daily basis, you know, is strategic and it's planned out, it's thought out. And so, you know, we take part in player development every single day. And then, okay, what are we doing defensively? What do we want to look like offensively? You know, so we take time out to do both. And so I think we're heading in the right direction and we're making really good progress.
And Coach White, I want to also talk about the lifting weights piece of it, the nutrition piece of it, and because their recovery, their prehab and rehab is so important. And teaching these young men about putting the right fuel in their body. You all have a long year from November 3rd, hopefully through mid-March and beyond. So make sure you can't win games in June, but you can definitely lose them in June. So talk about that piece of it as well, brother.
Yeah, man, you got to make sure these guys are getting the proper rest, right? We wake up every single morning. We give our guys Wednesdays off. So Monday and Tuesday, we up, believe it or not, at 5 a.m., man. And I haven't in the 3 weeks I've been here, none of our guys have been late, you know. And so after we work out and, you know, we put them through some really hard things. Those guys have breakfast. They get three meals a day and things like that. But I also have a really good strength coach, man. I think the most important thing a head coach can do and what I've learned is who you hire, you know, your staff. That staff is extremely important, man. You know, Coach Sampson used to say, you know, the head coach gets too much credit and gets too much blame as well. But that's the seat that you sit in, man. But, you know, when you have success, man, you know, we put this team together in 2 weeks, JR. I was still coaching in the tournament when I got hired. And so I can't take, you know, all the credit for, you know, putting that team together like we did so quickly. Right. My staff played a instrumental part in making that happen. And so I got a great strength coach, man. Coach David Ventress, who played for me with my AU program. He was at South Alabama for 4 years. Coach Richard Riley, who I got a lot of respect for, speaks extremely highly of him. I think his future is extremely bright, man. He's one of the best in the country. And I compare him to a guy that I thought was the best in the country, is, in Alan Bishop at Houston, who's a certified nutritionist and a strength coach. And so David Ventress is nothing less, right? He's right there up there with Alan Bishop. So, yeah, man, that's, you know, we try to make sure we got all grounds covered, but the staff is extremely important.
No doubt, man, 100%. Having a support staff that's really about your vision and mission is so important. And that's what I stress to my interns, Coach White, is like, hey, when you have a vision, you got to find people who are willing to implement your vision, your mission, and not go against the grain and have their own agendas. We're a team here. You know, you either don't buy in or you don't. And it's that same point. Talk about with young men about their roles. You know, I'm a son of a coach, so I know how it was my father trying to issue guys roles and get them to buy into roles. So talk about that with young men, get them to accept a role, whether they come from a high school team or an AU team, whether they're a star, they have to come to a team and assimilate to be maybe just a screener or a rim roller or a corner three shooter or a spot up guy. So talk about that piece as well, brother.
Yeah, man, I think that is important in when you're recruiting guys. You know, I was on the phone with a kid the other day. And he asked a good question. You know, any question is a good question. There's no bad questions. But he said, Coach, what do you look for when you go to the AU tournaments and you sit down and you're watching a kid that you have interest in recruiting to your school? And I said, that's a good question. I said, you know, I look for several things, you know. If I'm interested in a young man and I'm sitting there watching him play, I'm evaluating everything. I'm watching, you know, if he makes a mistake and the head coach brings him over and is holding him accountable and getting on him about, you know, the mistake that he made. I'm watching his body language on the court. I'm watching if he gets subs out, you know, how's his body language on the bench? You know, all of that plays a vital part in recruiting, you know, and recruiting, you know, the kids that you recruit is important. You know, when you bring guys in, everyone has a role. I have a role, right? I tell our guys all the time, I check my ego at the door. The most important thing for this program is winning, right? And so you be an all-star in your role, you know? And you look at Tristan Thompson. I give our guys examples, man. Tristan Thompson, the best thing he did was he was an all-star in his role. And he was extremely successful. The best thing he did was offensive rebound. He was an elite rebounder, and not just offense, defensive rebound. And he hung his hat on that. Okay, well, why was he successful? He wasn't worrying about scoring. He did something that impacted winning. And so, you know, I share those examples with our guys. You know, we got guys that are really good defenders. They're athletic. You are a really good offensive rebounder. Okay, hang your hat on that. You know, we got guys that can score the ball, that can shoot, you know, come off pin downs, play out of pick and roll, all that good stuff. Whatever you are really good at, okay, let's stick to that. And then at the end of the day, if the team wins, you will win individually.
100%. Yes, that's a hell of an answer there, brother. That's real talk right there. And, brother, let me ask you this about the Sun Belt Conference here, man. Folks don't realize how tough it really is in the Sun Belt Conference. It's a tough league. And I'm lucky enough to be able to come to the games and watch Joe Johnson and play whenever I want to and see the quality of the league. So talk about it from afar, being in the Big 12 and where you was at, man, and see how this league is really just every night. It's a dogfight.
Man, this league, I think last year they had a four-way tie. I believe I'm right on that. I think it was South Alabama, Troy, and I'm not quite sure about the other two, but this league it's a gauntlet, man. It's a gauntlet. You got high major head coaches in a quote unquote mid-major league. This is a really good league, and it is every night, man. Coach Terrence Johnson, who's a childhood friend of mine, we grew up together in New Orleans. He does a great job at Texas State. Richard Riley, who I mentioned earlier at South Alabama. Coach Cross, who did a great job in the NCAA tournament, making it, man, at Troy. And so I can go down the list. Every coach in this league knows what he's doing. Every coach in this league, I believe, is a high major coach. And so I try to, you know, talk to our guys about what we're facing. Don't look, you know, I got some kids that played in the Big 12, a kid that was in the SEC. And so they're on this team, and I'm telling these guys about this league and how important it is to be respectful of the league. You know, it's never about the name of the school. It's about the people that are at the school, man. So I got a great understanding of that, and so do my players.
Yeah, TJ's a good friend of mine, man. So, yeah. That's my man. Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine. Yeah, man, he's just, man, I know you're from New Orleans, so how is it when you play the Falcons, man? We would come down there. How is it, man? We had them battles between us and y'all, man. How's them battles, brother?
Man, that you talk about rivalries, man. That's up there. That's another level right there. You know, my older brother, who's a firefighter, Clarence White in New Orleans, he has season tickets to the Saints game. He's been a season ticket holder, man, probably for 15 years now. And the game that he looks forward to more than any other game are the Atlanta Falcons, you know. So, and I'm not I am a fan. I love the Saints, man. I love the Saints. But, yeah, that rivalry right there is different. It's different, man.
I love coming down there for that game. And then when y'all come up to Atlanta, all the day parties, the Saints versus Falcon day parties, I've hosted a few of them in my past. So it's always fun for me to be involved with it. Like, it's fun. And I ain't going to lie, it was funny as heck. James Winston called that quarterback sneaking. That was funny. I know I shouldn't laugh about it,
but
that was funny.
I love Jameis, man. Jameis is hilarious, man. I love him. I love his personality, man. I like that guy a lot, man. A
No
lot.
doubt. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, man. And coach, man, talk about this, man. How cool is your city, recover from Katrina? You know, his people saw what happened to it, but seeing how it's vibrant now, out there for the Super Bowl, had a great time. So talk about just seeing your city rise again after such a bad event happened to it.
Yeah, man. When Katrina hit, I was playing professionally. I was in Germany, and but my entire family, I just said, my dad works with the homeless, so he was in New Orleans during that time. A lot of stories that he shared, and my older brother, again, who's a fireman, all the people that he was trying to save, and during that troublesome time. But to see, everyone working together, all the people that had a hand in trying to get the city back, and to see where it was during Katrina, to now where it is now, man, is great to see. So many people, that worked really hard to help New Orleans get back to where they used to be, man. And so it's not completely there, but it's getting there day by day. So I'm happy to see my city, man, where I grew up at, just make strides to improve every single day to get back to where it used to be.
I gotta be honest with you, coach. I'm scared to cross that bridge to go to Slidell. I got family in Slidell. Been over the water that long.
A long bridge, brother.
Bro, I'll go over there like it's a scary joke, man. Is there a way around this me gotta cross the Slidell?
Just get you some crawfish, JR. You'll be fine. Crawfish and gumbo, man. You'll be all right.
I told my uncle, next time you driving, I ain't doing. I'm over here just, it's freaking me out. This long bridge over this water throwing me off. I was happy to get back to New Orleans safely. Like, thank you, Jesus. We have arrived safely back.
That's a long ways, man.
Yeah, but yeah, I love Slidell. A little people Slidell. They ain't good people, man. They ain't treat me well when we come down there with the Hawks and the Fal and come down with the Falcons. I y'all treat me well. So I love going down there. New Orleans is a great city, man. I'm glad you're from there. I love it, man. It's fun. I know I represent the wrong cities up when I come down there, but y'all show me love though.
I'm happy to hear that, brother. You're
Yes.
welcome. You're welcome anytime. And you're also welcome to come to the Cajun Dome, this season. We're gonna have 12,000. This arena, man, holds 12,000 fans, man. And so I'm excited about getting 12,000 in there this season, man.
As
So
soon as
you're
I get
welcome, brother.
the Hawks schedule, brother, I'll be able to let you know because I can't make any plans so I see what the Hawks schedule is. So that's always
I understand.
that pays the bills because I'll make sure I work around that. I can move and shake around that for sure, brother. But always comes, I'll let you know for sure.
Okay, I appreciate it, my man.
Well, brother, it's good having the show for the first time, man. We're going to do this a million times in the future, brother. I'm going to be cheering for you, and I look forward to seeing you on the road here in a few weeks here at Lake Point, brother.
Okay, JR, thank you, man. Thanks for having me. You have a blessed day, brother.
You too, brother.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.